We've got local musician Cam Klein in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Cam.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Doing great.
Yeah,
thanks for having me on.
We were telling you, you've got a superhero name. I love the name. And that's it's just your real name. It's not a stage name. It's you, Cam Klein.
That's my name.
Okay.
That's just, yeah.
So,
exactly.
So you're 17 years old.
I'm actually 16. I'm 16 in August.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Getting close.
Wait, when's your birthday in August?
27th of August.
Okay. I'm August the 10th.
All right.
I think we're different signs, but whatever. So I'm very much into music as well. It sounds like we're actually into some of the same music, even though we're probably, I mean, it's close, but I'm going to guess we're maybe different generations. It's pretty close, though.
I don't know. There's not too big a gap there.
No. Not when it comes to musical taste. So what are you into? What do you play? And what's your story with music?
I really listen to everything. I mean,
okay.
from hard rock to metal to country to pop, everything. I'm kind of a country guy, though.
I mean, oh, really?
We were just in Nashville the other
day. Yeah, you went to the CMA Fest.
It was just absolutely incredible.
What?
Yeah.
Just, okay. Just pack up and go to the CMA Fest.
Hey, man, well, we were looking at colleges.
Oh, right. Okay.
But it was, that was really cool. But I grew up listening to like Three Doors Down and Matchbox 20, Goo Goo Dolls and all the bands like that live, and because my dad, that was his college music, and my mom's as well, and some of his high school music. So I always loved listening to that. My first concert was Rob Thomas and Counting Crows. So. Huh.
Interesting. Well, you've got your guitar with you today. I definitely want to hear you play, but were you actually in Nashville to talk to record companies? Is that what it was? Is that what you're doing up there?
No.
You got something working?
I got a pretty cool opportunity to meet with a manager in Nashville.
Really?
Was a good artist manager. And she also managed studios all around, like Studio A at ACM or whatever. So, like Chris Stapleton recorded his Traveler album there.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. So that was really cool to get to sit down and meet with her and talk about like, how does this work? Or just like get some tips and tricks and some good advice. And then, it was meant to be like a 15-minute conversation. It turned into like an hour and a half. So that was a really pretty good thing. It was a good connection to kind of gain there.
I think you're one of the busiest working musicians in Cayman, because the day that we saw you playing at Driftwood, then you were packing up and you were like, oh, I got to go play a door number 4. Because you also DJ as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, lately it's just been crazy. I've been all over the place. It's been really nice because I'm getting that experience of just getting to move, but sometimes I'll have two a night where I'll be doing live music happy hour, and then I'll be doing some DJing drinks at door number 4 or some other places around the island.
So how old were you?
Did this all come about?
Like, how old were you when you started playing guitar, for example?
I was 10 when I started playing guitar. My first instrument was piano. I was 4 or 5 years old when I took my first lesson for piano. And then, got into guitar when I was 10 because I always wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was deathly afraid of singing, like absolutely terrified. My biggest fear in the world was singing in front of anybody. I'd do it myself in the car, or when no one was at home, I'd try to sing and play. But it was like I was 13 years old, and I did their company Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, there's no way. Like, we don't believe that. I'm like, no, I'll play it. I guarantee it. Watch.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we've never heard you sing before. It's impossible. And I just got up there and I did 3-hour set, and everyone was like, that's crazy.
The first time?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I started kind of professionally, quote, I would go to the Bird and do open mic nights there. Mm-hmm. That's the best place to really learn.
I think open mic nights in Cayman are a great way for a lot of artists to get their feet wet and to meet other artists.
You meet everybody. Bird is where I met Derek, I met Dave Hennessy, I met Owen,
I met a lot of Danny Banks.
I met a lot of really amazing musicians there and got a good relationship with them, and they're the ones that taught me everything I know.
Well, this is so impressive. And mind you, when he was 13 and did that Christmas party, it was like 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
So
a lot has happened since
then.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very much so.
Now, do you prefer DJing or do you prefer, playing guitar and singing?
It's a really hard choice because I'm in the moment. I mean, there are certain DJ events that are not very fun, like kids' birthday parties. Those are pretty rough, man. I'm not a big fan of those. But I mean,
I can only imagine.
13-year-olds, man. But like the full moon parties at Sandbar, those are pretty fun. I open for those, and then door number 4, like the little cocktail ones, those are fun. They get long, but I still enjoy them. But then live music is great, depending on the venue. Like I did the Bird on Tuesday, and you just get like 3 people, even if it's not full. You get that one group of people that just sum out in front of you and just start screaming every word to every song you play.
Yeah, right.
It makes it worth it. But it's kind of whatever I'm doing in the moment. I'm just happiest. whatever I'm doing.
Let's put you on the spot now. Pull out the guitar and let's hear something.
Absolutely, yeah.
I want to hear something.
We've been playing quite a bit of country here on Z because the crossover.
I've been hearing some Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, last night, of course, one of the biggest songs in the world. But now we've been playing that Tracy Chapman cover by
Luke Combs.
Yeah,
that's right. We were going to ask him to do that. Do you know Fast Car by Tracy Chapman?
I do, but I don't know the lyrics as well as I should.
Okay. Well, Terry and I could probably sing it. I'm not going to do that.
I could definitely play it.
We want to play something that you want to play.
We got a way to. Should I just angle the mic differently? I don't know.
I'll tell you, my husband was so impressed.
We're just going to do it like this.
All right, perfect.
We asked you to play when we were at Driftwood. Dylan's favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song is Freebird.
Simple Man. Yeah.
And he's like, there's no way he'll know it. I'm like, Lynyrd Skynyrd's vote from the late 70s?
Early 70s when they started.
There you go. And, you know, one of his dads, he grew up listening to that music. So he's like, there's no way. I know he knows 90s, but we're not going to go way back into 70s. And you were like, oh, yeah, I love Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
So you'd be surprised.
Terry,
Cam's repertoire.
Little known fact, the best guitar music was in the 60s and 70s, and that's not because I'm old. I'm just saying that. It's true, right?
No, Cam will tell you.
I would agree.
Yeah, there you go.
But I knew that Lynyrd Skynyrd won because I listened to Shinedown, and they did an amazing cover of it. But I also love Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean,
well, why don't we just do that? Let's just play some Lynyrd Skynyrd. Your choice.
Really?
Yeah.
I
See, now you're
butchered the lyrics when I did that one live as well.
Now you're putting him on this vibe.
What do you have him do? What do you want him to do?
I don't know. Whatever song you want to do.
I'll do the one I was planning.
Okay.
Yeah, do that then. Do that. I don't want to put him too much on the spot.
About this, but I'm telling you, baby, these things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your head between the collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the morning when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you just a man, to me you're all I am. Where am I supposed to go? I pause at myself again. Something in the orange tells me you'll never go home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Wow.
I told you.
Yeah.
He's got chops.
Oh, I had heard it in the background, like I said, but I wasn't sitting down staring right at him like you were.
Well, and the sound system wasn't the best there because the acoustics, but in this studio, didn't it sound amazing?
Cam, great job, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate that. Yeah.
Well done.
That's awesome. So I think he probably was in Nashville for a record deal. That's my guess. He's just not telling anybody.
I wish.
You got to stay here, man. We have so much talent on this island already, I know, but you know.
I've got a few more years, guys. I'm not leaving for a while. Okay. Don't worry.
All right. Well, we're expecting big things from you. I think it'll be no surprise to hear Cam Klein's name in lights in the not too distant future. To be honest,
you don't even have a single that you've released yet, do you?
No, but I'm looking at that. I just recently did some recordings of some covers to try to maybe send off to some songwriters to work with that and learn. I got to learn. I can write music and produce and stuff like that, but songwriting and lyrics is something I struggle with. Trying to get learning and the experience how to do that.
You record somebody else's song, anything.
It's like, exactly.
Yeah. But nice work, man. Thank you for coming by.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.